W4DJW, KN4RJN. W4DJW, KN4RJN.
RJN, N0TR. 0TR.
4RJN, signal check, please.
Grazie, John, and pretty weak on the audio. This is N0TR, Tom.
Roger. Hey, Tom. See if I can get a little closer to the mic. I'm trying to do this via Echolink, and it's not working all that great. You're coming in clear, though.
That time you were excellent. Couldn't be any better. And the first time you was, that one time, though, you was real scratchy. You say if you're doing the net tonight, check me in, please. I'm out mobile. Let me turn this radio down, and I'd appreciate it.
Negative. I'm not doing the net tonight. I'm not sure who is. I just wanted to see if I was getting through. I'm not set up to do it yet.
It's moving. Sorry to see you go, but hope you're happy up there.
Roger. I'm going to try and link a couple of repeaters and maybe get back into calling the net, but I'm not set up to do that just yet. But, yeah, we're the house is full of boxes and paper and slowly unpacking, but we're here.
Wishes from Tom and Bernice. John, I'll let you go and see if you can get a hold of Dave. He's getting close to net time, and we're getting closer to home. So 73s, and the pleasure's all mine. KJ4RJN, N0TR, clear.
N4RJN, KC4EZM.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. And we do have quite a few pre-check-ins. We're going to go through the pre-check-in list first, then the brand-new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net, and then we have some Echolink stations we'll go through before we get to the RF stations. So, to start off with the pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM. That's Fred over in Traveler's Rest. Bring with him N4IEI, Miss Isla. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KM4RGX, that's Carol. He's over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Carol. KI4LZI, that's Andy at the base of Table Walk. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. KW4TS, that's Jim, who is normally over there in Pelzer, and he is in Pelzer tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim, if you're listening. Appreciate you being there. KC4W, that's Bill. He's over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. AA4RM, that's Robert over in Easy, one of the newer additions to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net controllers. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Appreciate you using the pre-check-in functionality, Pat. Good to have you with us tonight. KJ4HYC, that's Shane over in 6 Mile. Appreciate you being there tonight, Shane. And N0TR, who checked in early with John just a few minutes ago while I was getting my water and getting ready for the net. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello if you're still listening. And now we'll go ahead and pause for a minute or two. For any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and aren't quite sure what the protocol is, just call W4DJW and I'll take it from there. Okay, looks like none tonight, but they are doing a test session this Saturday is what I heard tomorrow morning, so we might have some by Monday or Tuesday next week. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. Name here is Fred, currently in Pelzer area, using Echolink. I will hang around for the RagTube, but I am negative for traffic tonight.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, negative and negative.
K, Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4NNH. That's Fred. He's over in Pelzer at the moment. Got you now for comments, Fred. We will be back to you in just a little bit. And KN4RJN, that's John, who is in Brown Summit over in North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight. That's John, that's our normal Friday night Net Controller, who is working on getting his station set back up, so he has the potential to call in Friday night Nets again. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations? Let's see, that's all the EchoLink. There is a Link station in there, but I don't guess there's anybody listening at the moment to the Dash L station. But if there is someone listening to the Dash L station would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Minute Net, feel free to jump in at any time. Don't wait for me to call EchoLink station specifically. If you're there and you're listening on the W4JFM-L link, then feel free to jump in there and check in with the rest of us. Tonight, being Friday night, we're going to begin the RF Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net with Uniform Through Zulu. Stations with the first letter of the suffix are called. It begins with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Call W4DJW. Okay, we had another EchoLink station join while we were waiting on the Uniform Through Zulu group, so let's go again with EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Wendy in Southern Utah. KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. That's our Monday night Net Controller, one of the two. Good to have you with us tonight, Wendy. Hope all is going well in Southern Utah. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Not sure what time it is, your time right now. Probably somewhere around 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or something like that, but do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. And any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. 4-Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith Crawford. Just check me in and out, Dave. You can hear this real staticky up here tonight.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith. He's over in Columbus, North Carolina. Keith, your audio is coming through really good. Your signal's got some static on it, but your audio sounds very, very good. So appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, that would like to check in on the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move on up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter of suffix are called. It begins with letters A through D. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, and 40JC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Okay, Net Control, like directly K4DMW. That's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. You sounded good tonight, Rick. Let Lorena and Michelle know we said hello and do appreciate you guys checking in this evening. And N4DJC, that's Jerry, who's over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Stay safe. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. The Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor's be negative and negative.
Checking it out. Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf. Kilo 4, ISG, Danny and Gastonia. Always a privilege and a joy to be on your net. So please dial.
Please check in. Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Yankee Bravo, Jeff. Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4BDM. That's Jim, who's over in Taylor's, just a McDonald's arch away from me. Good to have you with us, Jim. You're sounding good. KO4ISG, that's Danny from Gastonia. Sounding really good from Gastonia this evening, Danny. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KC8 ZYB. That's Jeff. Sounding good from Greenville this evening. Good to have you. It's not Jeff. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. We do have another Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hello to yourself and all the net. If you will, Dave, check in. K-A-4-6-2-8. After 4, for Papa Bake Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. No traffic, no queue. But again, they get in to yourself and all the net.
Okay, now control, like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen over in Greenwood. Sounded good tonight on Echolink this evening, Stephen. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Take care, stay safe. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter? Oh, there's another Echolink station. Let's go ahead and knock out that other Echolink station while we're at it. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
In that control, this is Kilo Yankee 4, Echo Foxtrot 4EF, Barry. I'm in Central. Have no announcements and no comments tonight, Dave. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KY4EF. That's Barry in Central. Sounding good on the Echolink station tonight, Barry. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing good. Stay safe. And one last call for Alpha through Delta. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We did have another Echolink station jump in there. We've got a lot of Echolink stations this evening. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4D. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave, Amy, and Annette. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Amy and all on the net.
K-Net Control, like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're over and easily. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Do appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. We're going to move it on up to the Echo Through Hotel group now. Echo Through Hotel. First letter of the suffix of your call begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
For DJW. Good evening, Dave, and everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and for HHC, Warren in Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
For DJW. King Kilo Delta 4, Hotel Japan Tango, Ray in Simpsonville, and check me in and out.
You for DJW. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Chandler, North Carolina. We'll be negative and negative tonight, Dave. Thanks.
Okay, net control, like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren over in Taylor. It's good to have you as night, Warren. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. KD4HJT, that's Ray over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ray. Hope all's going well with you. And KC4EZN, that's Harry up in Candler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. You sounded good as usual. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group or Echolink, if you're on Echolink, you'd like to check into, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters I through L. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, up here on this mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
DJW. Please check in with Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my bride, Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James up in Tuxedo. Good to have you this night, James. Hope all's going well with you. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you this night, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. When James started giving me his call, I went ahead and typed his call in, typed ahead, and your call came out instead of his. So it put you and Donna above him. But anyway, I reversed the order to get it back right again, but that's kind of weird. My brain told my fingers to send in KK4JFO, and my fingers said, nope, I'm typing in KK4JBQ. That's pretty weird. But anyway, we got you both checked in. James, appreciate you being there. Larry, appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope all's going well with both of you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Any other stations in the India through Lima group or Echolink, because we've got a lot of Echolink stations checking in, so we're going to let Echolink stations go anytime they want to, because they're just popping in and out of there left and right tonight. So we're in the India through Lima or Echolink group. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilowatt 4 Yankee November Golf. K4YNG, Fletch and Easley, negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4YNG. That's Fletch. You're sounding good on Echolink tonight, Fletch. Didn't miss a beat. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Take care. Stay safe. We're going to go ahead now and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix they're called that begins with letters M through P. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net or Echolink. Echolink can check in, too. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW. Good. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt, up here on Lake Bowen in Inman, all the negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4OIM. That's our Tuesday night net controller. One of our new additions to the Net Controllers group. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. Take care. Stay safe. That's Walt over on Lake Bowen and Inman, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you being there. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group or Echolink that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net Control. Checking to Echo 0, November X-ray Kilo. 2 Echo 0, November X-ray Kilo. Gary Kingdom.
Net Control, please recognize Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Romeo Zulu. Short time, no traffic.
Okay, we definitely have our DX station for the night. Net Control would like to recognize 2E 0NXK. That's Frank over in the UK. His distance is 4,064 miles from us, or kilometers, but it's 4,064 miles from our repeater to Gary's front door. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Appreciate you checking in all the way from the UK. Hope all is going well with you. It's 9:20 here. It must be 3 o'clock in the morning where you are, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, or 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary. Hope all is going well with you. Stay safe over there in the UK. And welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KD8HRZ, that's Judd, who's in Columbus, Ohio. Good to have you with us tonight, Judd. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening and check into our net. We're here every single night at 9 p.m. We've been here since the 50s or the 60s or something like that. We've been here probably one of the longest-running continuous nets out there that you'll find. We're here 365 days a year. Be sure and stop by every single chance you get. We appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group or Echolink that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to bump it on up to the Quebec Through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix that are called begins with letters Q through T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. KC4SKD, Larry. KG4AHS. And I've got 3 by telephone relay. That's okay. The first is N4MNN. That's November 4, Mike, November, November, Marty. Another one is KD4JIK, Randall, and the other KF4GGF, Charlie. Let me know if you need to repeat any of those. And we're all in and out. Have a good evening. KC4SKD.
Okay. Larry is bringing with him a fantastic group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4SKD. That's Larry over in Easley. Bring with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Good to have you and Miss Rhonda with us tonight, Larry. And we're going to bring along N4MNN. That's Donald, or Marty. That's Marty. Appreciate you bringing Marty with you tonight, Larry. And KD4JIK, that's Randall. And KF4GGF, that's Charlie. Do appreciate you bringing Marty, Randall, and Charlie with you tonight, Larry. You and Miss Rhonda, stay safe. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Take care. And do appreciate you bringing those relays into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group or EchoLink that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. 73 to all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WN4S. That's Chris over in Lyman. You sounded good tonight, Chris. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. And now we're going to bump it on up to the patient group. The uniform, we've already been through uniform through Zulu, so we've already wrapped all the way around. It's time to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. If your first letter, if you've got a letter in your call at all, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim at Traveler's Rest. I'm negative and negative, and 73 to all on the net.
DJW. 804 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4RW Rich and Green with no traffic, no round table. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4LAO. That's Jim over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you this night, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. And K4ROW, that's Richard over in Greenville. Sounding good tonight, Richard. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. All the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is KO4NH. I just got a phone call from my father, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, who is checking in from Germany right now.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4MRA. That is Raymond, and he's normally in Stedman, North Carolina, but he is in Germany tonight. So he is further to the east of us than 2EONXK, who is from Gary Frank, who is in the UK. So, Gary, sorry, you just lost your status as the longest DX station checking into the net this evening. KI4MRA Raymond, who is over in Germany this evening, is the longest DXer into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Sorry about that, Frank, but be sure and stop by tomorrow night. You'll probably be the longest distance station checking into the net tomorrow evening, if you're up that late at night. Anyway, appreciate you guys checking in from around the globe. Good to have you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4 FTU. That's Richard in Slaptown. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. You sounded good. Appreciate you bringing that positive attitude to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. One last call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like that's going to do it for the formal portion of the net this evening. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. We've got one RAGCHUer this evening. That is KO4NNH. That's Fred. He's over in Pelzer. KO4NNH, Fred called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, this is KO4NNH. I just want to go and start the show off by actually asking a question. I have a 2-meter antenna and just want to know if I, in some way, put it up any higher, if I can get any longer distance. I've been trying to ask the question with my little handheld because my antenna's down right now, but I can't seem to hit the repeater right now.
Well, your idea on how it is that you accomplish that task is correct. right? VHF and UHF and most everything on north of that when it comes to megahertz and gigahertz is purely line of sight. It will reflect off stuff, but it doesn't bounce off the ionosphere. It burns a hole right through it and keeps on going out into the universe. So you're not going to get far if you're not line of sight. And the higher you can raise your antenna, the more chances are you're going to rise above anything that is blocking between you and the repeater. One thing that I often do that might help you is I get on Google Earth and go up to the Caesar's Head WYFF Tower site on Google Earth and drop a pin, and then go to your home QTH and drop a pin, and then draw a line that connects both of them, and then use that line to get a profile of the Earth. If you go click on it in the navigation bar over on the left-hand side of the screen, you can go right-click on it, on that line, and you can go down to show me a profile of this line on the Earth. And it'll draw the Earth between those two points. And if there's a mountain or something like that in between you and the repeater, you can tell just about how high you're going to have to raise your antenna to get line of sight to go to the repeater's antenna. And, you know, that gives you an idea. You can also turn it up and look at it and look down on it. Like some people are in the shadow of Paris Mountain, and they can see if they're in the shadow of Paris Mountain by doing a line like that and drawing a profile and see if the peak of Paris Mountain sticks up in between you and Caesar's Head. And if it does, that explains what's going on there. Does that help, Fred?
That actually helps out a lot. I didn't know much about that. Been having a little 2 meter up, about 10 foot. I'm hoping to bring it up about maybe 20 to 30 foot in the near, hopefully this weekend, so I won't be able to check in for the next night or two.
Well, every 10-foot section helps. I'm down in the hole myself, and I have my antenna on top of three 10-foot metal rods that are screwed together. They're pipes. They're steel pipes, and they've got couplers. Coupling them together makes for a 30-foot tower. It's anchored at two different places on the house, one at 10 feet and one at 20 feet up against the house, and keeps it pretty secure and gets it 30 feet off the ground. And that helps me significantly being down in a hole. So every 10-foot section you can get between it and the ground will help. What else you got for us tonight, Fred?
Honestly, I've kind of had that mainly, but I'm pretty surprised tonight because we got like two DXers, one in Germany, one in UK. I'm kind of surprised that we got that many tonight. And normally whenever I check in, there's never any DXers. Awesome to those guys, though.
Absolutely, Fred. We do appreciate it. Appreciate it. And if they can spread the word around where they're at. There is one guy from the UK that does come in quite a bit. He talks to a guy that's down south of Anderson, around that area. And he checks into our net every now and then. But for them, 9 o'clock our time is late enough our time. Their time, they're 6 hours ahead of us. So it's like 3 o'clock in the morning for them. Five, 6, 8 hours ahead of us. So that's pretty late, or they're extremely early risers. One or the other. Anyway, Fred, do appreciate you hanging around for the RagChew portion of the Blue Ridge Team Internet this evening. Take care, stay safe. Any other stations that I've missed for RagChew, call W4DJW.
DJW. Sierra Uniform Golf K4SUG Ray Travelers Rest. No traffic. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4SUG. That's Ray over in Traveler's Rest. I got you down for traffic, Ray. We will be back to you in just a minute. Or got you down for comments, not traffic. We do have another Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
KO4, Mike Whiskey Victor, checking in from Echolink. And give me 1 second. I'm going to check in with my handheld as well just to see how the signal sounds.
Hey, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4MWV. That's Walter. He's over in Simpsonville, checking in via both Echolink and his handheld. And that's a mighty fine handheld you got there, Walter, because you're hitting the repeater just fine on that handheld. I'm sure you can tell, too. You could hear it yourself. Anyway, we do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Take care. Stay safe. Next one up on the stump this evening is K4SUG. That's Ray over in Travers Rest. It's your turn, Ray. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
That's right, Dave. Wasn't you expecting to get back to me this quick? Of course, I'm late getting in, so I guess that explains part of it. Hope you've had a good day today. We've been kind of busy, but everything's going along pretty good. Got me a new toy to play with, and I'm busy trying to make some minor additions to it. You know, you always got to personalize an object, over.
Well, Ray, yeah, we're having a good evening tonight. This is, well, first of all, it's Friday, and every Friday is a good day, right? Because that's the end of the work week, and you get a couple of days of rest, and or play, whichever you prefer. And, yeah, we've already had two DX stations from Europe checking in this evening, so that makes it even better. When you can get DX stations on the Blue Ridge Team Internet, that's great. What's the new toy?
A new lawnmower. You've heard the old story, nothing runs like a deer. I'm going to find out whether it does or not. I got a John Deere zero turn on.
Well, you're going to have to let me know how you like that, because I got a really, really old John Deere, and it's got the paint's chipping off, and rust is shining through, and it's been in for repairs two or three times, and pieces of its functionality no longer function, so I need to replace mine, too. It's about 15 years old. So you let me know how that zero turn goes. I'm really not liking the zero turn so much. I don't have a need for zero turn, but it does seem to be all the rage these days. So you're gonna have to let me know how you like that thing. Have you used it yet?
If you ever get one, you won't want anything else, Dave. It'll turn around in its own length and go back right beside the track it was on. It's just so maneuverable. You got to play with it to believe it. You got to operate to believe it. And if you come over here sometime, have time, I'll give you a chance to do that. It takes a little getting used to. You familiar with the bulldozers? Used to instill some. Most of them still do have dual stick controls. That's what you got on this one. You break one wheel, back wheel, and accelerate the other one, or just break one and let it close, depending on how quick you want to make your turn. And I can cut the grass here in this front yard in a third the time it used to take me on the old conventional tractor type. So that ought to tell you something. It gets the job done and does a good job of it, and it's kind of fun to play with, too, on.
Well, I can kind of relate to that, Ray. When I was a teenager, I had a dune buggy, and the dune buggy had this thing in it called buggy reins, kind of like reins on a horse. When you're riding a horse, you pull the left rein, and the horse goes left. You pull the right rein, and the horse goes right. Well, the buggy reins did the same thing. It was like two emergency brakes on either side of the emergency brake that was in the center console. If you pulled up on the left one, the left wheel would lock up and the right wheel would spin. And that'd sling your front wheels around. So you could turn on a dime with that thing. You could lock up one of those back wheels and spin the other one, and that buggy would spin around in circles. I imagine the zero turn are a lot like that. And when I think about it, yeah, when I get to the corners, I usually either try to start cutting them off sooner than I would normally have to, because I know it's going to get to the situation where I'm going to have to go past the end, and I'm going to have to turn the opposite way from where the grass is, where I got to continue cutting and make a 270-degree turn and then hit that other line going down the 90 degrees to the direction I was going in the opposite direction in order to not leave a tuft of grass sticking up there in the corners. So I guess that's where you save. You don't have to make those 270-degree turns to get that little snippet of grass in the middle of your corner.
Right, and you talked about the buggy turn. You know, there's nothing new, Dave. You ever thought about that? That's exactly the way this thing works. And that's the way bulldozer works. For that matter, you break one track and accelerate the other one and break with the other. So ain't nothing new. They just put it into new pieces of equipment in a little different applications.
And some bright new shiny paint and a big new shiny price tag. I'm not even going to ask what the price tag was on that thing. But I am curious, too, because I have limited space in the garage. where I park the car, if it's going to take up more space, if it's wider than the tractor that's in there. I forget how many inches my tractor is. It's like 42-inch cut or something like that. Is it a bigger cut than that?
It's a 42-inch. It's the smallest one that gets them. Well, at least the smallest one I've seen. I haven't seen anything less than a 42. I don't think I could get around in this lot too well with anything much more than that. The next one up, I think, is a 46, and then they got a 48, and then they go a 54, and then they got a 60. Now, that's getting wide. that's a 5-foot deck, Dave. And you don't make too many trips across the yard before you're through, but that's more like cutting a golf course or something like that. Anyhow, you talked about John Deere and it lasted. I remember John Deere when they were steam powered over.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I did not know that John Deere made steam power. But I guess they started early, you know, like all others. When I lived over in France, Michelin had a tire museum where you could go look at tires when they first started. That's when they were wooden wheels with twine wrapped around the wooden wheels to make the ride softer. So I guess if you go back far enough, you find all kinds of creative ways that we got from there to where we are today.
Anything to keep from walking. Anything to keep from walking, Dave. Yeah, I remember some of those old steam-powered jet tractors. They were farm tractors. They weren't lawnmowers. Nobody had a lawn back in those days. But land was too valuable to grow groceries on.
Well, and they did a lot of hard work back then too. Sometimes I come across videos of those older tractors, and sometimes those older tractors they put them up against like the steam tractors. Those were some powerful tractors. They'll put them up against a brand new shiny gasoline or diesel tractor, and sometimes those old tractors just chug along, and they don't go fast. They just chug, and that the brand new ones over there. Making all kind of noise and all kind of racket and all kind of smoke, and it's getting drunk backwards.
John Deere had one was, I forgot whether it was a one-cylinder or a two-cylinder. Seems like it was a two-cylinder engine in it. Had a very humongous big flywheel on it. And you could see him putting down the road as you hear it would fire ever so often. That flywheel would keep the engine turning over. He'd go put, 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 put. Down across the field. And then when you wanted to really get the job done, you accelerate a little bit and the putt-putt-putt-putt would pick up speed over.
I've heard those before. They use those one-cylinder engines with a big old flywheel for a lot of different things. I've seen them cutting wood with those. I've seen them running those machines that we weave cloth with those things. Those were popular engines for their day.
One of the best. And I got interested in tractors and things of that nature a long time ago, and I got interested in automobiles long about the same time, and electric cars, nothing new either, Dave. We just never did develop it. I think I can still show you some drawings I made when I was in high school, when I was about 13, 14 years old. Kept the teacher mad at me half the time because I'd be sitting there drawing pictures instead of paying attention to what she was saying. But I designed what is now a hybrid electric car. It had batteries, and it had a small battery and a generator on the engine. The engine didn't drive the car directly. It had a generator on it. And it developed power to run the electric motors, and the electric motors had one in each wheel. You had a four-wheel drive with a motor in each wheel. Now, stop and think about it and put the whole stuff together. That was a pretty advanced design for a 13-year-old back in 1943, over.
Absolutely it was. That's pretty cool, right? And you know, one of Henry Ford's first factories that mass-produced cars was an electric car. Didn't last long because, like you say, nobody really brought that battery technology forward. And then when the battery technology came forward, that actually changed the motor technology as well, because now they had a lot more horsepower to deal with. But what goes around comes around. Like you said, there's nothing really new. It's just shiny paint and a new price tag.
It still ain't going to solve the global warming problem they keep talking about. Now, I got reservations about that, but we won't get into that right now. Talk about something more interesting. But you've still got to charge those batteries, Dave. And the power, the energy to charge those batteries got to come from somewhere, over.
Yeah, that's something people overlook. Well, best thing to be is if you got solar on your roof and you just let the sun charge them up. But if you're going to get it from fossil fuel or coal or, something like that, well, hydroelectric's not that bad. But if you're going to get it from nuclear or fossil or coal, you're not really saving anything. You actually do an energy conversion twice, which actually in the long run costs a little bit more. But sometimes you got to break a few eggs to bake a cake. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I'll make one more comment, and then I'll let you get somebody else. The electric concept is good. It's clean in itself, and it's efficient. In fact, I can vouch for it because I live in an all-electric house, Dave. When we built this house, there wasn't anything in it except electric power. And it's still pretty much that way except having the fireplace. And got a generator I can hook up to it if the power fails. But that electric business is a way to go if you got somebody out there that can supply the electricity. That's where the fun comes in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's clean and efficient for the most part. And delivery's not bad. So, yeah, it's a good way to go. And it does, torque on an electric motor is a lot higher than it is on a gasoline engine. And when you're flying airplanes, clean up after the end of the flying session is a whole lot easier. You don't have castor oil and nitro and alcohol dripping off the end of the airplane. So it makes for really clean cleanup, really easy cleanup. You just pick it up and put it in your trunk and drive home.
Yep, works good. I haven't fooled with my model airplanes much lately. I need to get them out and see if they'll still crank up. But, anyhow, that was an interesting phase of my education, and it lasted a long time. That was another thing that I started doing when I was 13 years old when I really got involved in it. I was building a fuel along, and then I fell and broke my leg, and I couldn't go to school, so I took that year out off in school and stayed at home. Got down to the dime store in Asheville, talked to the man down there in the toy department, and he made a deal with me. He'd give me an airplane to build with for myself if I would build him one just put on display there in the store. Boy, you ought to see me put that airplane over.
Well, that was a really good deal. That was a fantastic deal. Build two and keep one.
That's the way it worked. Well, I'll let you go, Dave. We can keep on all night like this, I guess. But I'm about ready to go in and see if I can round up a cup of coffee open.
All right, Ray. Well, we appreciate you stopping by tonight. It's good to hear. Always good to hear you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us this evening. We do have another check-in from the pre-check-in list. KD2RKN, that's Jason over in Williamson. Good to have you tonight, Jason. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet or Echolink that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W-K-I-4-L-N.
Enjoyed the story there. If you would, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Name's Gabriel. I'm mobile in Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KI4MLN. That's Al. He's over in Malden. Good to have you this night, Al. Hope all's going well with you. And KN4TZW, that's Gabriel. He's mobile in Hendersonville. Good to have you this night, Gabriel. Stay safe out there. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
I found out what's wrong with my transmitter. I hope it's not a major issue. What happened was the cable was wired. When Jim wired the cable, apparently it wasn't the original cable. Part was a little tricky. And what happened was when I put power, because luckily when it knocked out the fuse, I popped the fuse out. But I have a feeling I did. If I don't think it hurt the transmitter, but I got the right cord for it and straighten out. Those 706s, they're very hard to wire those plugs if you make a mistake. Hopefully it didn't hurt the transmitter. Hopefully that. I think it might still be okay, I hope. But if you can hear me, I want to make a comment. The John Deere Model B was, it ran an 1800 RPM, it was 300 and something cubic inches, 7 and 8 and 4. Now, you need coal, you know, whether you know it or not, coal is very important because without coal, you aren't making good steel. So, at the end of the day, and coal technology is a lot cleaner than it was.
Well, that's true, Al. And you are a little bit off your act because there's a lot of white noise in there. It's hard to hear your voice over the white noise. So if you've got a little bit better X you can get on, that would help tremendously. But I heard something about getting something fixed, something about wiring some buttons or something like that, and then about coal being important. So we could get a little bit of that, but a lot of that was very fuzzy, Al.
What happened was there's an issue. I got to get the right plug on a 706, hoping it didn't hurt the transmitter. I was able to use a set down on the power, but let's see, you hear me this time?
That is a little bit better than it was before. I had a little sticky transmit button there. That was my fault. But it is a little bit better than it was before. So, yeah, I don't know what you did to change it, but if you can do any more of that, that would help. Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
But what happened was, I hope it didn't have the transfer up. The cord, the plug on the back of the transfer is wired right. I didn't catch it. Hopefully it didn't hurt the transfer. I don't know yet. I got to find the extra cord for it. I know it was wrong.
Well, sorry to hear that. Like you said, I hope you didn't transmit a whole lot with it and do any damage to it.
I'm confused. Our power file overload, so we popped it apart, pulled the fuses out, and found out what it was. We just unhooked everything immediately.
Well, that's not good. if it drew enough amperage to knock out the fuse, that means some amperage went somewhere. Hopefully, it wasn't through your circuitry.
Test diode. I hope that's all it was. But I didn't wire the plug, so I had no idea. It's been wired right. The red. I wired the plug right. The red, black, black. So whatever it is, I'm hoping that I'm going to have to try the right. I'm going to have to find a protection diode first. If not, I'm going to have to get into the final.
Well, we wish you the best with that, Alan. You'll have to let us know when you do finally get it figured out, what it was or what it took to fix it.
When I get there in the morning, I got a taxi getting there to take my test.
Oh, yeah, I heard you talking to Gary about that. Best of luck in the morning. Hope you knock that one out of the ballpark.
Is it 139 Grove Road?
I think it's 640 Grove Road. 640 Grove Road.
Morning at 6 o'clock. It started. And we'll go. Yeah, I hope Jim's going to camera. You know, I don't play. That's important. That was our mistake, like I said. I had no idea. I should have warned about that kind of thing. Because I made sure the red, black, and black. It's just, you got to watch those parts. That's the magic. It's very confusing.
Okay, you're getting off your X a little bit. It says getting scratchy again. Let me check for any other stations, and we'll be back to you in a minute. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet? Call W4DJW.
DJW. He's checking it out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIA. Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you. All on net in 73.
Yeah. If you name your whale, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, David. And hope you and Amy are doing well. Good evening to both of you. Good evening to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KG4JIA. That's Dennis, sounding good from Gaffney this evening. Good to have you tonight, Dennis. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Hope you're staying safe. Stay well. And W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And by the way, Sid calls the 14664 net every Sunday at 8 o'clock with a PL tone of 91.5. So be sure and stop by with him. Put it on your calendar. Sundays at 8, 14664. PL tone of 91.5. They've got a really good net. I'm sure he'd appreciate you being there, and I'm sure you would enjoy it very much. Stick around after the net for the slow scan TV portion of their net. And I'm sure they'd enjoy it, and you'll enjoy it too. Even if you don't have slow scan TV equipment, they put it out on the internet and what's going on, so you can actually see it over there. Sid, Thomas Beverly, we said hello. You guys stay safe. Appreciate you taking time to stop in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. All right, sounds like we're about to wrap it up. Al, you got anything else for us this evening?
I'm hoping tomorrow we're at best.
All right, Al. Well, you study hard and try and clear your mind before you get in there. Don't worry about it. Don't be nervous. Just go in there and knock it out of the park. Run it like a boss. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the Rag-2 portion of the net. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
But if these things easy, the bomb one is the tall one, and that's the next one, Tom Boyd, it's long, two bombs and two shorts.
All right, Al, we'll practice that for the test tomorrow. You're getting really, really scratchy, so it's hard to hear you. I'm going to go ahead and if there's no other stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, be sure and stop by tomorrow night, same time, same station, same frequency. It'll be me calling it tomorrow night. It's my turn. I'm a Saturday night net controller. I'm filling in for John tonight, but my regular time is tomorrow night, Saturday night, so I'll be back here with you tomorrow. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night, and good luck with the test tomorrow. Anybody that's taking it, and Al, you too. W4DJW clear.